With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wake boats, culverts, and PFAS are some of the top concerns people brought up during a listening session in Rhinelander held by State Senator Mary Felskowski and Representative Rob Swearingen. It was one of four held by the state lawmakers. Newbold Town Supervisor Petra Piatrick asked for state resources to replace culverts.
Wisconsin needs to allocate more resources to help towns, not only with dollars, but with technical assistance programs to help towns inventory, prioritize, and design long-lasting replacement options that will withstand floods and minimize stream and aquatic impacts. This is also essential to communities and their disaster preparedness.
Stella Town Chairperson Casey Crump agreed, saying their road budget is $120,000. It will cost them $60,000 to replace a single culvert. He also asked the lawmakers to prioritize funding to address PFAS issues. Private wells in the town of Stella have tested positive for some of the highest rates of PFAS in drinking water in the country. New wells that have been drilled are still testing positive, and maintenance on filters can cost up to $600 every few months.
They can't sell their homes, obviously, because they don't have a clean well, so nobody's going to buy it. They're living off the bottled water. How long that will last, who knows? So when you live your life around, this bottle's for brushing my teeth, this bottle's for this, this bottle's for this, it's pretty tough. And so I've got quite a few citizens out there that have some real concerns.
Felskowski says the state is working towards setting groundwater standards and that they're looking at a sizable amount in the budget for PFAS. A fire broke out on Antigo Island in the Oneida County town of Pelican as fire danger remains high across the North Woods. The Pine Lake Fire Department says they were among several departments called out around 5:30 Tuesday evening to provide aid to the Pelican Lake Fire District. They needed extra manpower, portable pumps, and boats to access the fire, which threatened several structures. Those structures were saved. Firefighters were on the scene for about 3 hours. A large tree that fell onto an overhead power line started the fire. The Wisconsin State Patrol reminds drivers to watch out for deer on the roadways. Deer versus car crashes typically increase in May and June in Wisconsin. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024. Preliminary data shows 9 people were killed and 708 were injured in those incidents. While the North Woods has a large deer population, the counties with the most crashes involving deer tend to have higher human populations. Waukesha County had the most crashes involving deer in 2024, with 937. Deer are unpredictable and may suddenly freeze or change directions. State Patrol recommends driving at a safe speed, eliminate distractions, and make sure everyone is buckled up. If one deer crosses, watch for more. If you see a deer, honk your horn to encourage them to move away from the road. If you cannot avoid hitting a deer with your vehicle, brake firmly and stay in your lane. Avoid sudden swerving, which can result in a loss of control and a more serious crash. Most deer crashes happen in the early morning or evening hours. If you do end up hitting a deer, get your vehicle safely off the road if possible. If someone is hurt or if the deer is in the active portion of the road, call 911. If no one is hurt and your car and deer are off the road, contact law enforcement on a non-emergency line. Stay buckled up inside your vehicle and wait for help. Getting out of your car and walking along the road is always dangerous. Never attempt to move an injured deer. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Those who use private wells for their drinking water need to take the lead on making sure it's safe. The Wisconsin DNR says if you're on a private well, you should have the water tested yearly and encourage your neighbors to do the same. National Drinking Water Week is now in progress. The DNR says this year they began accepting applications again for well grants to help with options like replacement, reconstruction, treatment, or abandonment of private wells that are contaminated. Contaminants include such things as PFAS, nitrates, manganese, and arsenic. The impacts of the NFL draft being held in Green Bay rippled across the state. The greater Wausau area did well in capturing tourist revenue. Visit Wausau Executive Director Tim White says a typical week in April will see hotel vacancies at about 50%.
Tuesday and Wednesday, lodging occupancy was 80%, 78 to 80%.
White feels the area made a good impression on those visitors.
That is like the number one thing, right? We all work together in one voice to be able to just have that visitor go, man, this is a great place. People are so friendly, right? Oh my gosh, what a great value. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I can get a meal for this. This is crazy, right?
He says the goal was to give fans something to do besides the shuttles to and from Titletown. White estimates the economic impact for the Wausau area at $250,000 to $500,000. He says the area had visitors from as far away as the Dakotas and Kentucky. He estimates that some Green Bay residents may have even come to Wausau to get away from the hustle and bustle of the draft. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.